Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Vibe to the soundtrack of your soul. With every beat and lyric, we'll move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL.
Hey guys, it's Kitty. Today I have Will, Nick, and Matthew from the band Hollow Intent. Welcome in, guys. Thanks for joining me. It is good to meet all of you guys. Before I dive in, I like to ask, what is something about you guys that most may not know? Something quirky, unusual, or just something that other people may not know?
I used to have really long hair. Actually, when I was in high school, it went down just a little bit beyond my shoulders, and then I just accepted it at that point.
You just shaved it, My son always says, if I'm starting to go bald, it's gone. It's gone. That's what he says.
Yep. Best way.
Yep. Jesse, do you have anything?
I'm raising chickens, and I don't think most people would have ever thought that's something I would do.
Raising chickens.
Well, we kind of have a little tiny homestead kind of, but yeah.
I love that. What about Nick?
I build Legos when in my free time.
Do you?
Yeah. We use this. Am I pointing in the right direction?
You are. That's fun. Do you keep them around after you build them, or do you destruct them?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I can. Where is the whole room? Is this pointing the right direction?
Oh, you have the ship over there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got ice ones.
Oh, he has them all everywhere.
It's cheaper than drinking.
I was going to say it's probably a good stress relief.
And I play Diablo. Those are two things.
Diablo. So tell me a little bit about your band, William, and kind of where your inspiration comes from for your band.
We're basically, from North Carolina. I just recently moved up to Pennsylvania a few months ago. This is the newest lineup that we've had, and it's probably it is literally the best group of dudes that I've had in any lineup of any band that I've had. They're very, everyone does their part, so to speak, to help each other out, which is super nice.
Who pull your inspiration from, or your genre? What are your influences?
Genres, I hate genres, but yeah. If we're going to put a label on it, yeah. We're like modern rock / some kind of metalcore somehow, some way. Lyrically, it's all, just like any other band, it's all experiences or, points of views, devil's advocate kind of stuff. But some of it's more direct. Like our song Wannabe, probably the most direct thing I've ever written. But
do you have influences as far as musically?
Oh, everybody knows I'm a Breaking Benjamin fan. So, that's just every time something happens, like, for example, they released their teaser for their song. And, everybody and their mom was messaging me. But I was like I was waiting for it to come out. And then it came out. And I was like, okay, cool. So I know it's coming. So everyone just blew my phone up. So,
Perfect. What was there a turning point for you on becoming a musician? Was there something happened? Some people are born into it. Like, I just knew I always wanted to do it. Was there something for you that triggered that?
Funny story, in high school, there was a kid who was always showing off, and he was absolutely terrible at playing guitar and singing. So I wanted to be better than him. And then I just kept going. He actually still lives at home with his mom. So,
so you feel like you made the right choice there.
I made the absolute right choice.
Jesse, was there anything for you that a turning point? Was it something you were born with, the drive to do, or was there something specific that happened?
I was born with it, for sure. Definitely born with it. I was singing in church probably by like six or something, very young, with my grandmother and father. And then musically, I think when I was like, I mean, I got my first guitar, like I think this one when I was 12. So, and I'm old, so yeah. I've always wanted to do it, but I think it was, I saw Garth Brooks when I was a kid, and funny enough, Garth Brooks and then metal, but knew then that I was like, this, the feeling that you even get in the crowd, I was like, this is awesome. So, and I kind of got that feeling on stage, right. And I knew then, like, this is something that I have to do. I don't know if I'll ever really go and play shows like Garth Brooks did, but maybe we will one day.
Yeah, it's definitely like a wave of energy coming out of the crowd. Nick, is there anything that inspired or that triggered you to just jump in, or is it something you were born with?
Well, my mom played and sang for her whole life since she was 12 or 13. Okay. And we were riding around the car, and I heard Backcountry come on by Avenged Sevenfold. I looked at her, I was like, I want to do that. I didn't know how to play guitar at all, and I heard that guitar solo, and I looked at her, I was like, I want to learn how to do that. Playing and old school rock like that was her thing. So she told me if I learned Stairway to Heaven, that she'd buy me a guitar. So we were playing it one day, and I started playing the guitar solo, and then we went right after that and bought a guitar.
Nice. What a good trade. Yeah. And so when I first chatted with you, William, we did real briefly chat, but I asked if there was a song that was specific about healing and mental health. And I remember you said, yeah, all of them. Absolutely all of them. All of them. So what are some of the most dominant topics that you tend to write about when you're writing your music?
So honestly, like the... I took a page out of Beartooth's book, actually. A lot of their albums before their most recent one were always like dark and heavy, and this one has been more positive and uplifting. So I kind of wanted to take a turn, but still like kind of have that dark ominence, but still be able to project a positive influence to that. So this time was a little bit different. It wasn't like super poppy and positive like theirs was, but it was more along the lines of like, okay, this is what it's like to go through the nitty gritty, dirty side of things. Still a positive message, but you know, this is what it's like to go through the mud.
Yeah. So just kind of the journey of, I don't know, I call it dealing with life shit show. That's what I always call it, the shit show of life.
Yep. Facts.
Perfect. So I did listen to, well, I actually listened to a lot of your music and I really love it. But I did really review Fight over and over and over again.
Yeah. She did this deal with me to work
like that within the community, the struggle with mental health, and it's a consistent decision for them on the whole unalivement epidemic that's going on. Like they really do struggle. And mm-hmm. So this song really was impactful for them. I'm just going to read some of the lyrics there. Holding on till there was nothing left, I'll find a way to fight the agony, falling down deeper into the maze of life. I know I'll find a way back to the best of me. Do you mind sharing the background of this song?
I heard this tale of the, I can't remember what war it was, but this general of this army took his prisoners of war and gave them an option. You can either die by firing squad or you could walk through this door. And there was an opening. You couldn't see the other side of it. And 100% of everybody would choose to die by firing squad because it's what they were familiar with. Mm. Well, what they didn't realize is on the other side of the door was freedom. Yeah. They just had to go take that risk. So the song is really about like not being complacent with yourself, always progressing. So, and then if you're going to get to a certain crossroad, and everyone comes to this once or multiple times where you will, you know, like, I want to take the best parts of the old me and then come back in time and take the best parts of the new me and have that courage to take that risk to go forward through that door instead of being complacent, or AKA die by firing squad. So that's really where that comes from with that. And there was a point in my life where I, you know, there are some things within my family and then choices that I made that was just like the never ending cycle. And I was like, well, I have a decision to make at that point. So,
yeah.
And that's really where that came from.
That I love that. That actually fits in. I just got done teaching a class, and the whole idea of the class is finally letting go of your old identity and moving forward, and why no one ever chooses it. So it's funny, the similarities with that song on that, because that's everybody's struggle. Like, I can't do it. It's too scary. But you bitch and moan that you're not happy where you're at. So pick one. And people have a hard time with that. So it's a great anthem song for that.
I always like to tell people, you can either be sad or be sad and get to work. Just yeah. as like, honestly. Yeah,
it's true. I'm always like, just get up off your ass. Like, just do. Like, stop just sitting there. So,
yeah.
Is there a song that holds more of a meaningful connection for you and your journey? Is there a more meaningful song for you?
I guess the one that gives me the chills when I've played it live or when I sing it, or it's kind of a tie. So Parasite is one of my, it's an older one. But if we're talking about newer stuff, the one that holds the most value to me would actually probably be The Fight, to be honest with you.
The Fight.
Yeah.
Jesse, how about you?
Out of our tunes, I always liked The Fight. I knew there was something about it. I don't know. Before I knew it's had it this name, I was calling it Agony for a while, and like just getting over it, you know, like getting just it always hit me on a deeper level, I guess. And then playing it, and then we just started. The video is awesome, also. So yeah. It's good all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Garrett. That's the man. He's so good.
Love definitely that. Made killer.
Yeah.
No, it's everything. No, it's really great. I've actually had y'all's music on my playlist when I'm just sitting and working, and I'm so grateful to have met so many different musicians that I didn't know about just through doing what I'm doing, because I speak that language, you know, of the music. Nick, mm-hmm. what about you?
I'd say probably Rise.
Rise?
Yeah, because I've been going through like a lot over the past like year and a half, and that. Like the lyrics, "Someone Save Me Now Before I Drown." I was in the past. I've been bad at blaming other people instead of just taking responsibility and saving myself. And that's what really that song.
What it means.
Stop with the bullshit and just take the L and then just pick myself back up. So yeah.
It's harder than people think, even though it seems so simple.
I will interject and say this. So, you know, Nick and I have been friends for. What, like 10 years now, 11 years, something like that. You know, he really took the last year and a half, you know, 2 years. We got disconnected at some point and reconnected again. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he really, you know, I could be really blunt with him in comparison to the other guys because I haven't known him that long.
Right.
But he really took the opportunity of us being able to work together again and then turning around and, you know, becoming a bit more personal. He's really made like unbelievable strides on everything that he's talking about. You know, he's like, yeah, you know, it's better than drinking and stuff like that. Like Nick's been sober for over a year now. He's been doing really good with that. So, you know, don't underplay it, bro. Like, yeah. It's a big deal.
This is near beer. This is not alcoholic.
Well, yeah. Congratulations on that. That is, it's, you need to learn to acknowledge your accomplishments.
Yes.
I was always told to stay humble.
Yeah. You stay humble, but then you kick ass when you're kicking ass. We see all of our mistakes in the past always. And those are the first things that we see when we never look at how far we've come. So.
Yeah. Don't be a cocky douche, but.
right. Celebrate when you need to celebrate.
Don't be like me.
So, is there an artist, William, that you've looked up to? I know you talked already a little bit about that, but that has impacted your life in a positive way or made a difference in your life through growing up or even now?
Honestly, I mean, Breaking Ben's obviously my favorite band for multiple reasons, but if I'm looking at more of an in-depth thing, honestly, it would be Stained. I got into rock through them, technically, but just Aaron's journey through everything he's been through and all the way through, the fact that he's done, he's kind of loud, but from doing country and doing the different styles of rock that he's doing and trying to mix his old and new stuff and just the lyrical content of everything that's in there. Honestly, that's really the one, lyrically anyways.
I like that. Jesse, do you have a band that's impacted you?
Tool.
Tool? You said Tool? Is there a specific reason or is it just everything about Tool?
Yeah, I kind of want to say everything about Tool, but I mean, because yeah, they did it different than most people, that's for sure. But it has a lot to do with the members and just the kind of like this group. You couldn't get that with most. You could put 100,000 people in the room and probably not come with those four people again. And I've been in many bands, and I feel that way about this band. It takes a long time to meet this kind of cohesion and especially focus and drive and will and all those other things. Especially like he was just saying, being willing to just turn a new leaf and just head in a new direction of nothing but positive. That's what we've done with this project and or tried to. So yeah,
A lot of vulnerability show whenever you're in a band and you're working close together. So
It's very much a new type of a relationship.
yeah, no. No. Nick.
Doesn't mean we're going to hold hands and take cold showers together.
Oh, come on.
There'd be a lot of beard hair in the train.
Oh, God, yes. Except for Keith.
Nick, do you have an artist that has meant a lot to you through your journey?
Vincent.
No. Yeah, I mean, I lost my best friend when they came out with a Nightmare album around the same time, but I think my probably nothing more. Like I'll Be Okay and their logo tattooed on my hand just because whenever things get, and I still look at it, but whenever things got rough, I would just look at my hand and be like, I'll be okay, and no matter how bad things got. Like, I know Johnny went through a lot. He lost his mom to cancer too. Was dealing with kind of like the same stuff I dealt with, and then he went through downward spiral and then recently pulled himself back up out of it. So
Positive stuff too.
What is something coming up for you guys, William? Any new music, new tour, new anything?
Well, we had that lined up tour-wise, but as life would have it, no, the band we were going to go with, the Failsafe, they actually got a really, really fantastic opportunity with Drowning Pool, which they're on tour with right now. So, huge congrats to them, and just clapping from the sidelines for them on doing that. We took this opportunity with me moving to Pennsylvania to for us to really sit down and like let's breathe a little bit. We were hard on it for a solid year or so, just nonstop, and then it was just like you start to recognize certain things that are happening, and it's like, you know what, it's not the right time to try to push that to happen, so let's take our time really building what we want to do. So the music scene down in North Carolina, it's not terrible, but there's not a lot of it venue wise to be able to just like go around the state. So being up here in Pennsylvania is providing a great opportunity for us to, yeah, travel north, but I'm literally 2 to 4 hours from lots of music scenes around here, including one here. So, we started talking about how, you know, what's the next sound going to sound like and stuff like that, and showing versatility and things like that. So we're actually going to be going much heavier than we have been before. And I don't mean that in the sense, like, because that's what everyone else says when they do their things, their music. Right, like, right. What was the thing that's the heaviest one? No, like, this is actually almost a genre switch again. So okay. We went from, you know, where Burn and Parasite and Shadow of You, which was like, you know, butt rock essentially, into this modern, somewhat metalcore style, but we're really hitting it home. I actually made a post today. It's like Breaking Benjamin meets like Blessed to Fall meets whatever else is out there that you could consider in that. We're just trying to, like, you know, show diversity, but still maintain that, you know, early 2000s rock sound into it, the grooveness that comes with it. So
always morphing, always growing. Let's what is something that fans can do to help support you guys, and where can they find all your information?
Yeah, our website is hollowintent.com, and all of our merch, our music's up there, CDs, things like that. We're everywhere, literally. If you Google us, if you Google Hollow Intent, we're the only, we have the trademark for it. There's nobody else with it. So, we're going to be the only ones that pop up. So, just anywhere.
No, that's perfect. So I always end the podcast on asking question of, if someone comes to you and they're struggling and they're in a very dark place, what is some words of wisdom or advice that you might give to them? And we can start with William.
Like I said, you can, you know, you're allowed to be sad, but be sad and get to work, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's important to remember that everything that's happened has already happened, and you can't control what's already happened, but you can control. I literally was just talking about this today. You can control, like, how you react to it, right? And, you know, one of the biggest things is, again, is reactionary. So you can either choose to do something about it. I'm using the word choice for a reason, or you can choose not to. It's your decision. So, you know, if you choose not to, then you are accepting the consequences that come with that, good or bad. And if you choose to, again, same thing. So do something about it.
Especially when you become more self-aware. Like, once you realize what triggers are and things like that, and you become self-aware, it is such a choice.
It's a
hard thing to swallow.
And this may be more opinionated than anything, sure. But I personally believe in, and Matt and Nick will tell you that I'll be the first one to say, you know what, I fucked up. Like, I was wrong, you know, in something, or, you know, I'm always like, and they'll tell you again, like, I'm a person, like, I won't bring a problem to the table unless I have a starting point for a solution of some sort. And you have to do that with yourself. I'm a tough love kind of person. So, you know, depending on what the situation is, I might not be the best person to ask, but, you know, but, you know, I'm not going to tell you to go fuck yourself by any means, but I will say, you know, hey, like, you know, I'll make you think about the decisions you made to get you to where you're at, because it all starts with telling yourself the truth. So,
No, that's true. That's true. Jesse, what about you? If someone were to come to you, or a friend, and they may not even say that they're in a hard spot, but you know, what would you say to them?
That old saying that things are darkest just before dawn.
Yeah.
It's kind of an old saying for a reason, I guess. And it always feels like it's the darkest moment of your life. And you know, technically, things could always get worse. So, like Will said, really, it's not like the lottery is going to fall in your lap. For the most part of it, you've got to do something to make whatever positive roll start rolling back towards you. So, kind of like Will said, you just got to get out there and make that change, be that change. I don't want to say fake it till you make it, but that kind of thing. Keep, wear that smile until it's actually there.
Yeah, keep moving. Nick, what about you? If someone came to you and was struggling, what would you say to them?
My thing is, like, if you give up, because I've been in the position where I felt like I wanted to give up. I've had friends give up. If you give up, it's never going to get better. True. Yeah, shit could get way worse, but if you stop fighting, you never have the opportunity to get better, and then you wasted it. We only get one shot at this, and no one's perfect. I'm not perfect. I've made my mistakes, but through all of it, I never gave up, and you always got to keep fighting.
Yeah,
because it's okay to not be okay. That's what a lot of people don't realize is they want to sit there and put on, like, you know, just act like everything's okay, even though they're not. But it's okay to be depressed. The reason your body is depressed is because it's not okay.
Yeah.
Depression is not, I mean, it's a bad thing, but it's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because you realize that you want to get better, that you, there are things you need to do, that you want to be happy, that you want to, you know, do whatever you want to in life. And just, if you give up, then you never get to do those things. So,
yeah, like Will was talking about, you don't know what's behind the door. just don't know what's coming next. You don't know.
And I just thought of another saying when he was saying that, because about people who gave up. You should never do a permanent solution for a temporary problem.
That's true. And it affects so many people on such a big level. Mental health really does. And that's part of the reason why I like talking about this, because everybody thinks you have to always be okay. And it's like, no, if we were always okay, we would never have songs to write things about. We wouldn't have a lot of things, you know, that we wouldn't know the difference between what's good and not so good. So is there anything else you guys want to share with the listeners? Anything at all?
We went and attacked this thing as hard as we could with this go around. We're fairly pleased with the results, but we always want it to be, you know, better, of course, always striving for more. But this, everything that we've been doing, you know, when I brought the opportunity of me, you know, coming up here with the guys and everything, like, everybody seemed so positive about it and knows what is able to come out of it. And we're going to come out swinging. Like, we came out swinging before, but this is going to be completely different. So
I sense you're a little excited about it. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
That's always good. That's great. Well, it was so good to meet you guys. Is there anything else, Jesse or Nick, that you would like to share?
Nice to meet you too. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. It was so good to meet you. He is looky there.
What? Yo. He's serious, just like business. Staring at him.
Look, what you say?
Took me outside. I gotta go.
Well, it was so good to meet you guys, and I look forward to your next album, and know that there are people out there sharing the music and really appreciating it for so much more than your story behind it, because it does all paint a different picture for so many people that I've talked to so far. So I appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Authentic Life with KL, where we explore the powerful intersection of healing and music. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give a follow and share with your friends. You can find more information about The Authentic Life with KL and Kitty Lynn at kittylynne.com, KittyLynne.com. Thanks so much for listening.